You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, Amy Bethan Evans is a visually impaired playwright and disability activist. And this year, after being postponed twice due to COVID, Amy's latest play, Tinted, will be featuring at this year's Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And I'm delighted to say that she's here now, joining us to tell us all about it. Thank you very much for joining us, Amy. So, Tinted, give us the lowdown. What's it all about?
So Tinted is a dramatic monologue. It's about Laura, who is a young visually impaired woman. And it's a lot of lives and loves and growing up and, you know, wanting to be the same as her friends, wanting to navigate the world of work, but also wanting to navigate romantic relationships and friendships. And it goes into her first relationship, but from a perspective that she's looking back on it. So she looks back on it when she sees her ex-boyfriend has put up a Me Too hashtag status, like declaring allyship with women who have faced sexual assault, sexual misconduct. And it makes her question him and the way he treated her, but also it makes her question how we look at consent in general and, you know, whether disabled people are actually included when we think about consent and bodily autonomy.
It's such an important topic that really doesn't get discussed very much in sort of the mainstream, and people have these preconceptions, don't they, about sometimes about people with disabilities, that they aren't sexual and they don't have sex lives, and especially the way that you're tackling consent as well. But there does seem to be a little bit of a movement at the minute, particularly online, with the disability community, to talk about it more. Do you think the attitudes are changing?
I think the attitudes are changing generally, yeah. But I think that, you know, I still think disabled people aren't from childhood necessarily taught the same bodily autonomy as non-disabled people. Like, they're brought up quite often with people doing things for them, and people like helping people and they think they're helping when a lot of the time they're not. Like, I imagine a lot of blind people listening to the show have been taken across the road against their will, or, you know, just, you know, been touched and offered help against their will. Like, when you can't see the person that is doing that, then, you know, that can be actually quite scary. I mean, I've not had it recently. I've had a lot of people say, do you need any help, when I've been on the tube and stuff, which is nice and exactly what you should do. But, you know, I did recently have a drunk guy on the tube come and sit next to me, ask me what stop I was getting off. And I said, why? And he said, oh, because I'm getting off here if you need any help. And I said, well, how do you think I got on? Like, you know, it's like there are people that think they're being helpful, but, you know, also being able to physically help someone can have a more sinister undertone if people can use it to get close to somebody.
It's a really important point. And we know that people can learn things through theatre and through art and expression. Are you wanting people to take something in particular away from Tinted, or are you just wanting to give a different kind of experience that somebody might not have seen before?
I think that, you know, I think theatre should always give people something to take away. I think when it was at the Vaults in 2020, it was one of the last plays to get on there before it closed. A lot of non-disabled people came to see it and they talked about how much they got from it, which was really nice. And, you know, and that they'd never thought about things from that perspective before. But also a lot of visually impaired people saw it and read it and said that, you know, it was nice to see their experience on stage as well. Because I think that quite often you have a lot of coming of age stories, you have a lot of stories that are female monologues and things like that, but it can sometimes invalidate your experience if you see, say, a young person who is 16 and going to town with her friends, and that isn't something that was accessible to you or is accessible to you, and you might be 19 and still living at home and still needing your parents to take you places. So, you know, I think it's good to see that experience and recognize that it's there and that it's valid. I also hope that people can take away from it that Laura doesn't speak for all visually impaired people. She's just one character that I've created. Some of the bits in it are autobiographical, some aren't. You know, she, I don't want anyone to think that she entirely represents the visually impaired community. She's just one experience that you might not have heard yet.
And as well as yourself writing it, you're working with a disabled actor and a disabled director too. Tell us a bit about them and about your team and why it's so important to have them on board.
Well, Charlotte did the Vaults show. She's the actor. My original actor was Sarah Caltieri, who is a blind actor and singer. So I met Charlotte actually at the Bunker Theatre, where she was working as an usher. And she was given to me as an access worker for a promenade piece. And during taking me round, she mentioned that she was visually impaired as well, which I thought was hilarious, like a literal case of the blind leading the blind. And so I asked her if she wanted to audition. And she was the one the director ended up going with. And she's fantastic. Tinted is her first professional job, which I think is really special, because I think that a lot of visually impaired and other disabled performers can sometimes face barriers when they're starting out. And the barriers might not actually be there with the people that are casting them, but because they hear things from peers or from the media that think that these things are in the way. I think having a job where I was specifically looking for somebody who was visually impaired, you know, can hopefully give her a really good start to what is going to be a great career, because she's brilliant. And yeah, my director, this is my third director. My first director was the brilliant Eileen Conant. And my second director was Elska Waite, who was also fantastic. So my director is Adam Elms, who is the first time I've had a male perspective on the piece, which is going to be interesting. But he's also the first visually impaired director that has got hold of the piece. So I think that's going to be interesting as well. And then he and Charlotte just got on really well. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing what he does with it.
Sounds like you've got a great team there, a dream team almost. So one thing that we should touch upon, which people may or may not know, is that the Fringe in Edinburgh is a fantastic event. It's a fantastic festival, but it can be very, very expensive. And there's lots of costs that are piled into making these shows that are on at the Fringe. So currently you're crowdfunding to help finance the play and the monologue. If people want to donate or find out a little bit more about the play, how can they do that? Where can we find you online?
I have a GoFundMe page for Tinted. The page is just called Tinted. It's also on Facebook at Tinted Play, and on Twitter with the handle at Tinted Play. So that's how people can donate, but also buy a ticket. It's if you're around, it's going to be at the Gilded Balloon, and it's on all through the festival from the 3rd. And it's got two previews. One is at Theatre 503 in Battersea, and the other is at Theatre Delhi in central London. 503 is on the 20th of July. Theatre Delhi is on the 22nd. So if you can't come to Edinburgh, but you're in London, do come along to one of those. Yeah, and if you can donate, that would be really appreciated, because I would really like to be able to pay everybody properly.
Well, it sounds like a great production, and hopefully you'll get lots of people coming along in Edinburgh and in London. Amy, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.